last night. You guys taking the CD assistance? Okay, we have to keep meditating here, sisters, around this great feast to draw and get spiritual and benefits from these great feasts. It's a great Benedictine virtue and activity to foster the graces of each feast. Yes, so liturgy, in fact, the liturgy has been the food of our souls always. And we have to drink from this from the liturgy the more we can to draw spiritual graces. It is said that the liturgy is the soul of Christ, because our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who is praying and is offering his sacrifice. In the divine office also, our Lord is the one who is praying and asking for us. This is why it says so rich, this is why we try to sing eventually all masses. But well, in the liturgy of today, the church wants to give us the example of the great saints and Saint Lucy, and to pursue this fidelity to his love, his doctrine, telling us through the gospel of today that there is a treasure. We have found a treasure in our Lord Jesus Christ, his dear mother, and we have to sell all things in order to buy that field, to win the heart of God, to win his graces and blessings. It says a treasure. Wherever is our treasure, there is our heart. It's our own words. So this is why I say it's very important, because the world has the treasure in the world is a different place. It's not in God's hands, in God's heart. So yes, let's always remember that, sisters. Our Lord is want to give us the grace of Saint Lucy, the grace of fidelity, even to lose the eyes, to martyrdom, fidelity until martyrdom is possible, if necessary, if God wills. So our Lord wants us to conquer our hearts, telling us he's our treasure. He must be our treasure. He's the purpose of our activity, of our sufferings, our crosses, our vocation. So like Saint Lucy, we have to surrender all things in God's hands. So in liturgy also you will see today Saint Paul telling the faithful that he has given them Christ as a spouse. So this is Saint Paul telling them, I have given to you a great treasure. I will raise your spouse, treating him like that. Treating him like that because we are here to his service, to his love, to do his will, to please him, to be attentive to his needs, and to be faithful to him. So we have been, in this Sunday, we were preaching to the faithful and the fruits of the Holy Ghost. Because Saint Paul in the Gospel was numbering them as a condition to prepare for Advent. The Advent condition as a prepare for Christmas is. So Saint Paul wants us to be joyful, to have peace, to have modesty, benignity, goodness, longanimity, continence, chastity, charity, patience. For as an environment that we were supposed to have during Christmas, for Christmas, to receive Christmas with a joyful heart. But all this enumeration of virtues is nothing less than the fruits of the Holy Ghost. And in order to get the fruits of the Holy Ghost in our soul, we had to allow the Holy Ghost to sanctify us through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Even we have telling the faithful this Sunday. And by doing that, we will get the fruits of the Holy Ghost that we need. Especially for Benedictines, is peace and joy. It's one of the greatest virtues of the Benedictines. I would say fruits, really fruits of the Holy Ghost, because it's something that the Holy Ghost give to us if we are faithful to him, if we allow him to enter in our souls, to sanctify our souls. But as I was telling the faithful, and so we will have the Holy Ghost taking root in our souls if we dispose ourselves. This is why the figure of St. John the Baptist on the Gospel is prepare the ways of the Lord, prepare to receive our Lord. So make fruits worthy of penance. So it's a penitential work, Advent, in order to be well disposed to receive the Holy Ghost and His gifts, and therefore to bear the fruits of the Holy Ghost as the right environment that the child Jesus needs to come to for Christmas. He wants our heart to find our hearts clean, charitable, embracing the cross with longanimity, in goodness and in benignity and chastity, modesty, especially with this peace in the soul. This environment that St. Paul wants for us for Christmas. But always, sisters, always it comes to the same beautiful teaching of St. Paul. So the joy, the preparation, the peace will come from the cross, from denying our will and fighting against the world and ourselves. This is why the saints, you will find in the great writings of the saints, saying that there is no greater joy than the cross. Only the spouses of Christ understand that. Because when you embrace your spouse, our Lord, you embrace also the cross together. You necessarily have to bleed, to suffer, in soul and body. It's what we contemplate in the Blessed Virgin Mary, no? In her sorrows and her solitude. She never stopped embracing our Lord and He being the paradise of our Lord. So when the darkness came also in His paradise, in His body, soul, feelings, and memory, and imagination, in her will. Everything was darkness and agony also, and sadness even, especially martyrdom. Why? Because when we embrace our spouse, we embrace the cross. And the cross is harder than ever. But the grace is abounding ever, also more than ever. Because our Lord, by embracing us, He's going to give us all that we need. Especially one of the great Catholic teachings, especially for religious life, how to embrace the cross, because we embrace our Lord. We never separate our Lord from the cross. To reject the cross, to reject our Lord. This is why, for example, matrimonies, they don't work, doesn't work, because they want to embrace love with embracing sacrifice. It's impossible. So this is a great calling of Saint Lucy. Saint Lucy is one of the great ancient saints to follow her steps. She was just a teenager. No, I think it was 13 maybe. So it's a great preaching for the whole world, because if someone like her can do it, mean that we can do it, God is going to ask for us something like that. So it's a great encouragement. And the liturgy, precisely the grace of the liturgy today is to imitate Saint Lucy, to imitate her, to walk on her footsteps. So we have this grace today as Benedictines, the grace of Saint Lucy. Even to lose the eyes in order to be faithful to our Lord, to lose our hands, our feet, or whatever has to be sacrificed, and to cut off in order to remain faithful to our Lord. And the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.